particularly prevalent. So it's important that we remind ourselves as parents that our children are growing. Now, when we're growing, when we've had growth experiences in our life, how has it been for us? It's been painful. It's been upsetting. It's been confusing.
Emotional.
It's been emotional, moody. So it's been all of those things. And so here we have these children that are going through these things at different points in the week. And we're trying to interact with them like they were yesterday. Because our parental minds say children should evolve this way, right? Mm-hmm. If we're a good parent, children should evolve this way, right? You're wrong. So at some point we have to step back and say, wait a minute, what's happening here? In order to reevaluate whether we have a behavior problem or whether we have a child who's just in overwhelm. Any questions? So in order to teach these things, you have to be a model. How do you teach honesty?
Be honest. You keep on
one. How do you teach justice? Set an example. How would you set an example of justice?
If you beat your brother in the head with a block because he won the block and he won't give it to you because it's... The consequence will be that you won't be able to play with the block.
So what's the difference between justice and responsibility?
They're tied in together, aren't they? And justice, you're showing us, as she's saying, you're showing that there are consequences of your actions. And if a person is responsible for themselves, they're going to be aware that there is consequences.
Okay, so one is self-imposed and one is external. How do you teach respect?
By respecting them.
Right, like what? Like, how do you respect a child?
Well, on the time with Luca, if there's something that I would like to say about Luca that I thought he was cute, I always ask his permission first.
Okay.
Treat it the same way I would like him to treat me.
Right. How do you teach self-esteem? But that's not all. We have a lot of overpraised children in our society, in my opinion.
Appreciating what he's done.
Okay, and what do you have to have in order to teach self-esteem?
Love,
self-esteem. Self-esteem. Which is why the first part is so important, to see yourself as a parent, as a teacher. It's very easy if you think of yourself as a teacher to put in correction, right? You can say, well, I really wanted to teach him responsibility, and what I did was yell. What did I teach him? Well, that wasn't what I wanted to teach him. So now, how do I teach him that? Given that I reacted or overreacted in a situation, how do I now correct that situation and teach what I wanted to teach?
Say you're sorry. Say, I overreacted.
Right.
This is really what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
You know? And then say what you're trying to say, and they understand.
And what do they learn from that?
They learn that people make mistakes also.
Right.
They can forgive us, we can forgive them.
Right. And what else do they learn? That how they behave is not who they are. Okay. So you make a distinction between who they are and how they behave. And there is a big distinction in the younger years and in the latter years, in teenagehood, between who they are and how they behave.
And they always put in that, you don't love me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that that's not true. I love you, but I'm trying to teach you.
But that question means that they are starting to be self-critical, and they just want assurance. You still love me, even though I...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I love you, but I certainly don't appreciate the behavior.
I got angry at one action, and I yelled. Then he apologized. Well, I'm sorry. He said, but you should say you're sorry, too, because you yelled.
And he was right.
Mm-hmm.
But how many parents can hear that?
Well, parents can say you're right.
I had to catch myself not to react to that.
Right.
But
I'm the big person. I get to yell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carol?
Over Thanksgiving, we had visitors.
Right.
One of my nephews is, his whole thing is that nobody loves him. I mean, he gets himself worked up so much that it's like, oh, he'll just scream, you don't love me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I sat down and had a conversation with him about, it's like, you know, we know that's not who you are, but the way that you're acting is not acceptable. And he really seemed to get it. And 5 minutes later, he was doing the same thing again.
So what does that tell you love to him is? How does he get love? Negative.
Yeah. He definitely does. I mean, all three of them do, and they all do it different ways.
So how do you stop that behavior? The behavior of a child getting negative love. How do you stop that?
Stop giving him the chance to react that way.
Right. And what do you do with him while he's screaming and ranting and raving and kicking and screaming for more attention?
Either put him in his room or put him out outside or something.
You put him in time out. And what is the purpose of time out?
Well,
for him to let out whatever he's feeling, and when you're ready to talk and you want to express yourself, then I'm here and waiting for you.
But you have to tell a child that. You can't
every time.
Put them in time out.
Every time.
You have to say to them, you're here, think about it.
Right.
Think of what you did wrong, and
right.
then you can come out.
Right.
Just take
10 minutes is too long for most kids.
Well, I don't mean, you know,
it's usually a minute per year.
What I noticed with Luca right now is that he seems to strive for negative attention towards his father, which has never happened before. We never really had that problem with Luca. But it has been for the past 2 weeks, seems like to really be testing Freeman big time. And there was one incident that he really pushed Freeman to the edge, and Freeman really lost it. And he spanked him twice on his back.
That's not an answer. It gets more acting out.
It was through for me because I did not interfere.
Right.
I did not.
Right.
I mean, I had to do, you know,
right.
by my tongue. I was like, I went outside and took a walk around the block and come home.
Mm-hmm.
And Luca was very, very upset. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was obvious that it was wrong. I wasn't agreeing with what was their situation. And I noticed that Freeman's reaction at one point was like, well, you go and talk to him.
Okay, but how do you break this? When you parent, you are not just parenting your children. Do y'all know that?
Right.
When you're just parenting your children, there are times you have to parent your spouse. There are times your spouse parent you.
Right.
So whatever is not happening in your relationship, you can't have happen in your relationship with your children.
Right.
So do you and Freeman take time out?
I do. Oh, with one another?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Do you encourage him, honey, I think you need time. Take care of the situation.
Only takes it by himself most of the time. It's pretty good. Goes in the bathroom. That's his time out.
That's not the question.
Right. Oh, no, I don't.
When the temperature is rising,
right.
it usually takes 2 days for a parent who is nonviolent to hit their children.
Right.
For a parent who has a stand, I am not hitting my children, it usually takes 2 days to build up to that.
Right.
So you, as the parent of both of them, do you intervene before that happens and say, I think you need a little time out there, honey?
Because
Luca's getting your goat.
Right. Well, the incident was the day before with the cat. You know, when he was playing with the cat and cat got hurt, then I had to take it to the emergency because the cat ended up falling down and hitting the stone. And the next day, the upset that happened between, it was the Freeman, Luca was playing with the cat. I don't know exactly what happened. And Freeman just, like, snapped. She's not very common of Freeman, like you said, to snap that way. So it seemed to be the same correlation of the upset that happens the previous day.
Right. But was there ever any completion to the upset of the day before with Freeman?
Freeman talked to him.
Uh-huh. And did Luca apologize?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You didn't see the upset coming. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Freeman just lost it. Yeah, so the thing for you to do then is to pay more attention to where he's at when emergencies like that happen.
Okay.
Because the only time Freeman does that is when he's really scared for somebody or something.
Okay.
And if he thought that the cat was getting hurt again, he would get
right.
upset.
Because they even asked him afterwards, it's like, do you think that, you know, the reaction was appropriate for the upset, or if there was something else that got triggered within yourself that you can think of? And he saw that there was definitely something else connected with it, when the anger. After they cleared up, they were perfectly fine, and, you know, between two of them.
Yeah, but the point is, it doesn't have to go to that point.
Right.
I mean, this is, it's being established
right.
that Luca gets attention, negative attention.
Right.
So when one parent is acting like a child, it's the other parent's responsibility to intervene and act like the adult.
Right.
Even if you're the child at the time,
right.
and they say, honey, take a time out. I will not. Do you know what that child did? I'm going to handle it. You tell me how to raise my child. You take a time out. And you say, ooh, what am I teaching right now?
I guess in the midst of that, I was trying to do the best that I could, not interfering and make things worse. You know, I just... That was a major thing for me.
It's good that you didn't interfere, but the problem that you're having now is that he's going for negative love.
Right.
So you have to turn that around. So how do you turn around? How do you turn that around?
Ignore.
Okay, you ignore what you can, and you start praising the things that they're doing well. So if you're trying to son be more compassionate, anytime he showed the itsy-bitsiest little bit of compassion, towards a neighbor or towards helping you out or towards helping his dad out or cleaning up after himself. And you would teach him that word. Thank you very much. This is really nice that you have such compassion for your brother that you'd share your toys. Oh, this is really nice that you have compassion and would let your brother bore you in the bathroom. And you ingrain that in his head, compassion. You are compassionate. You are compassionate. When he gets more attention for being compassionate than he does for being mean,
right,
he'll be compassionate.
But I cannot correct this without interfering between Freeman and Luca relationship.
You do the same thing with Freeman. Freeman, you are so compassionate. That was really nice the way you dealt with that. You are so compassionate. You really handled that well. You're a good dad. I'm really proud of the way you handled that. He's trying to get your goat and you just let it blow. I am constantly amazed at how well you do that. Mm-hmm. You're not just parenting
right. The
little one.
This completes side one. Please turn the tape over for side two.